He's the one, the only, Perry Seibert with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild, back with another movie review on the Lucianne Lance Show, 1290 WLBY. And we talked last week about the director Steven Soderbergh and his movie Black Bag. You gave a great review of that. And during that conversation, you talked about a movie earlier, I think it was last year, called Presence, that also is a Soderbergh movie. So we thought we would review it today.
Yeah, Presence is a ghost story. I think that's the best way to put it. It's a ghost story about a family that moves into a new house, and there is a presence there.
What's it like?
What's what like?
I never had anybody die.
Scary. And it goes on.
What do you mean?
Like, the world cracks apart. You fall into this hole. And the sides are mud, and you can't get out.
Okay, I'm scared just listening to that. As she describes falling into a hole, it's all mud, you can't get out, and this just haunting way of describing everything. I'm scared.
They got you. This is why you're not watching this, right?
That would be correct.
Okay. So here's why I love Steven Soderbergh. I mean, beyond the fact, here's why he's an excellent filmmaker. The opening shot of this movie, Lucianne, is you're in a room in an empty house, and the camera goes flying in the sense that it doesn't feel attached to, you know, legs or to a tripod or anything. It's just moving through the house very quickly, up and down, repeatedly up and down, into different rooms, in and out, over and over. And it goes on for so long, you as any good film watcher goes, you think, what am I looking at? And then you remember what the title of the movie is, and the thing you've heard that it's a ghost story, and then it starts to settle down and it sits back down in the place where it started, and you realize, oh, this entire movie is going to be told from the presence's point of view.
Oh.
And that is yet another wonderful challenge that Steven Soderbergh has decided to try to make a movie. How do you make a first person film from a ghost's point of view?
Oh.
What does that look like? What is that?
That's interesting.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm suddenly in. I'm not one for horror films either. I don't hate them. I don't seek them out. But it's Soderbergh, so I'm gonna do whatever. Check out wherever the man wants to go.
Yeah.
And sure enough, through the presence's view, we meet this family. And we watch the things that this presence is interested. I will probably end up calling the presence he just out of habit. I don't mean to be giving anything away or anything by that.
Okay.
The presence watches the family like we do. It's a way to make you feel like the ghost. Mm. It's a really effective. We are learning things as the ghost does.
Mm-hmm.
We are learning the unfortunate family dynamic of the mom who very, 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 very much cares about and loves one sibling more than the other.
Oh.
The older boy in the family who is a champion swimmer, while the younger daughter has some emotional problems that we find out a lot about, along with a dad who is bristling at the way mom treats the daughter, and it's causing some real fraction within the marriage. It's not a happy family throughout the movie. But it's definitely still a family. I want to get that across too. And you watch this slow accumulation of detail, and then you see how the presence decides to try to make itself felt in the world, in their world. And then you see the reactions to that. And then you get a whole bunch of really typical horror film scenes about what is this? Why is this? What is it here? What is it? Well, I don't believe, we can't believe this. All done to utter perfection, Lucianne. My favorite scene in the first 20 minutes of the movie is the second scene after you've met the family and this has all happened. There are painters that are invited in to paint the house. And we're in one of the rooms. We realize later it's going to be the room of the daughter. And there's just a guy painting. And a foreman comes in and says, you know, where's, I forget the character's name. Doesn't matter. Oh, he said he's not coming in here. He's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, he says there's no way he's coming in this room. And that's the moment where you realize, oh, the camera's the ghost. You are the ghost. he can sense there's something weird in the room and won't go in it.
Yeah.
He's just switched about. That's really great. That's wonderful screenwriting. It's wonderful direction. It's a really impressively made B-movie, which is what it is. I want to be clear. This is not high art. This is a B-movie that's got something new, a new angle to tell a very familiar story on its mind, and does so cleanly, wonderfully. It's like 100 minutes. David Koepp, again, working with Steven Soderbergh, who also scripted Black Bag, back-to-back David Koepp scripts for Steven Soderbergh. It is a really smart, as Soderbergh always is, engaging movie that is will be very familiar to you, and yet you still haven't quite seen this one. And it's a, I'm so glad that Steven Soderbergh made it for me to see.
So Lucy Liu is in this from the University of Michigan.
She is. She is the mom. She's very good here. She's, I guess now that I think how, I don't know, how long has her Sherlock version been off TV for a while? I guess she's got the free time. I'm glad to see her here. She's very good in this. She's remarkably unlikable, which is always great to see someone willing to be that unlikable especially as the only name in the movie. There's no other recognizable actor or actress in the movie. She's really good here. She is a very convincing, domineering and scary mother. And when she has her moments that shift her, they are quite believable and wonderfully played.
It is called Presence, and
yes,
a unique presence indeed from the viewpoint of the ghost in the house. Does the ghost ever speak?
The ghost cannot speak.
Hmm.
That's pretty clear.
The ghost intertwines with the family members.
The presence has the ability to exert itself on the physical world on occasion,
mm-hmm.
but it does not talk. That's one of the other great. There's always a scene in a movie like this where the medium, the psychic, shows up and delivers either pearls of wisdom or utter nonsense, whether or not you believe this is happening. It's a great scene. You've seen it before. And yet again, it's really well done here, especially how they get out of it. They end it on a note that makes you go, was that all bull crap? Really? Can we believe anything she said?
Oh.
Which is a really smart way to play a horror movie.
So does the presence ever leave the house?
Does the presence ever leave the house? I choose not to answer on the grounds that I would be incriminated as a movie lover to tell you this one way or the other.
Okay. All right.
But you're asking the right question. I'll say that.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. The presence really is the title character in the movie. It's not just meaning presence. But it is also very much about the presence of you being there for other people in your life. It is the, you know, you're watching this family who isn't there for each other. They are not present. The mom is not present for the daughter. The dad is not present for the son because he's unreasonably upset with him because of the way mom is acting towards him. You know, it is a broken, it's not a broken family. It is a breaking family. Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah. That's good.
Throughout for the largest chunk of the movie, yes.
Isn't Lucy Liu a little old for this part, playing the mother of young kids?
I mean, they're teenagers. It's like an 18-year-old and 16-year-old. They're not little kids. Okay. No, they are high school age kids.
All right. I had to look it up. She's 56, so I guess that would be doable.
Yeah, which means she was probably right at the U between the two of us.
Yes,
I know my numbers.
For a brief moment, I thought she was there when I was there in 83, but no, she's younger. I'm 63 and... She's 56 and you are
51.
51. Mm-hmm.
So yes, she was there. She was haunting the buildings while I was there. She was not there when you were there.
How do you like her as an actress?
She's fine. I don't have any strong feelings about her one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
She is responsible for one of the single funniest experiences I've ever had in a movie theater, and I cannot tell this story on the air.
Oh,
so I have this very problem of like, That's just what I think of. And I shouldn't. I wish I didn't have just this thing associated with her.
That's funny.
But I do. And I feel bad about it. But it's at the same time, like, I can't help. I'm sorry. That's all I can think of. And I shouldn't. It's my bad. Lucy Liu has nothing. There's nothing wrong with Lucy Liu.
That's okay.
I like
Lucy Liu. All right. Those
things happen. One of the many people who hated Bill Murray on a set. So she's got good company.
Right. What did happen with Bill Murray and Lucy Liu?
Bill Murray's unpleasant to work with if he decides he's going to be unpleasant to work with. And he was remarkably unpleasant to Lucy Liu, undoubtedly because he did not want to be making Charlie's Angels. I think that's fairly clear that he didn't want to be on that set. Mm-hmm. And she is someone who has reportedly very much stood up for herself and for her coworkers. And so I'm sure she went right back at him. And I'm sure Bill's not used to that.
Yeah.
And if Bill's particularly been drinking that day, there might be a really awful reaction.
Oh, the dynamics. My goodness.
I know. It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant.
All right. Anything coming out in the near future that you're looking forward to, Barry?
I am looking forward to The Penguin Lessons. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please look up the trailer. Steve Coogan, who has made a career being as anti-charming as possible, playing anti-charming characters in British comedy that are legendary and great, has eked out an amazing career as a screenwriter and actor where he writes himself these wonderful scripts that allow him to play people who are still sort of cold and sarcastic, but then have a human heart in ways that he does not allow Alan Partridge, his most famous creation, to do. I'm eager to see that. It's a very appealing trailer, Lucy. And for anybody, I'm telling you, it's Steve Coogan making a family-friendly movie is beyond me. And yet I saw the trailer and I'm like, boy, that's smart. I can't wait to see what he does. He wrote and starred in a great film a few years ago called Philomena, about a Irish woman who goes back to her past to find out what happened to the child she gave up for adoption to an orphan to a nunnery, an orphanage. That's brilliant. If you've never seen Philomena, seek that. I'm telling you, Lucianne, personally, as
that.
Your friend Barry, you should see Philomena if you haven't. It's
and
really
what's fantastic. The name of the other movie you just mentioned?
The Penguin Lessons.
The Penguin Lessons coming out. Okay, we'll look forward to that.
Check out the trailer now.
All right. Perry Seibert with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild on the air each week. It has been for 28.
This is eight. Yes, this will be 28 in October.
That is just remarkable. And we are so appreciative of you. Thank you so much, Perry.
Thank you, Lucianne.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.